Where we slurp, we enjoy ourselves, and then we all fall over. Today we are leaving South African shores, although the product we are tasting is part of a South African global expansion. It's a whiskey, and those of you who know me well know that I love my whiskey. I also like this blend, this brand which I cottoned on to a few years ago. I went to one of their wonderful lunches in Sandton when they had a whiskey festival, met the guy who makes Scottish Leader, and got pissed with him. It was wonderful. It really was wonderful. Today we are trying something which is 12 years old, even younger than me, and it is the Scottish Leader 12-year-old. Welcome to my guests today. We have Mike Schussler, who is a well-known economist, Jeff Osborne, who is a well-known head of Gumtree Auto, Malcolm McDonald, who is an IT guru of note and works for Clientel, and last, well, I don't know if you're least, Michael Olivier, a man who knows more about food and drink than I will ever learn, or who has forgotten more about food and drink than I will ever learn. Michael, what do you make of this?
John, I think the colour is absolutely magical. It's got the most wonderful nose. It's absolutely sort of, I don't want to say crystal clean, but it's a lovely clean nose, and you've got this is a blend of malt from Highland and from Speyside, and you've got the American oak barrels in which this whiskey is matured. You've got that lovely sort of white oak and vanilla. And there's some lovely floral notes here as well. I think this is an amazing glassful. I'm drinking it neat, no ice, no water, although Dave Hughes, my whiskey-loving friend, would always say put a little bit of mineral water in it, and it just allows the whiskey to develop a little bit. Well, this one's beautifully developed in the glass already. I just think the nose is fantastic.
Well, my preference is to add a bit of ice, and I am loving this. I'm increasingly coming back to whiskey as a drink to enjoy in the evenings, put some rubbish on the telly, lean back and slurp away with a dog or two at my side to thump and caress. But what do I know? My choice.
I think this has got a very nice blend to it. The thing is, I learned a little bit that the single malts, and then you get your grain sort of whiskies, and then they blend that all together. And these master blenders are absolutely amazing people. And this, I must say, I've never tasted it before. I am, like you, a little bit of a whiskey person. Late at night, I'll have a whiskey. In winter, maybe a pot still brandy. But this is much better than I thought. I always thought Scottish Leader was a little bit of a bottom shelf sort of whiskey, if I can put it that way. I really think this has really now turned my head. It's got a divine honey-ish.
Yeah. I love the oiliness of it.
Yeah, and it's definitely matured in these 12 years, and it's got something to it that is really nice. And it's not robust, but it's got something to it. It's got a body to it.
Mm. Hallelujah, we have a convert. Jeff Osborne.
Well, I too have always been somewhat of a Scotch drinker, and you'll note that I use the term Scotch as opposed to whiskey, because whiskey is so broad. I mean, there's Canadian, there's bourbon, and so on. I prefer to narrow it down to Scotch. And as Scotch...
And Wellington. Don't forget the South African whiskies. If you don't know them very well, go out there and glug them, because that is a hidden gem.
Okay, Wellington, okay, that's interesting. I'm always prepared to try something new. But where Scotches are concerned, I've always been a very avid fan of Scotch whisky, and continue to be. And I must say, I agree with the comments so far. This, I like the colour. It's nice and dark, and extremely smooth. I don't know what it retails for.
We need to ask.
Dare I ask?
I don't know. Let me answer your question. I received a press release from these people who said, we've got this 12-year-old whiskey and it's wonderful. So I replied to the email saying, what am I supposed to do with a press release? Please send me a bottle. And normally when I'm cheeky like that, I get several fingers back in the email queue. This time, they couriered me a bottle, and this is the bottle we are drinking. So I'm not quite sure what it retails for, but I'm damn sure that it is good value for money, because all the other Scottish leaders are. And may I just add one final element? If you go through the catalogues or the adverts of various liquor outlets through the year, you will find whiskies like Scottish Leader yo-yoing up and down in price. And there are occasions when you will find them for really, really, really impressive prices. So get rid of the Financial Mail, get rid of the Sunday Times, keep the supplements, read them and study them. And Jeff, you will soon be a millionaire with a very large collection of whiskey. Michael Oliver, I mean, you also receive a lot of communication from PRs in the wine industry. How do you respond if they send you a bit of paper but nothing to drink?
I only write from personal experience. And in fact, I got the same email from Scottish Leader, which I'd simply ignored. And I think if I'd been clever, I would have written back and said, I'd love a bottle to taste. But I don't ever write about anything that I haven't tasted myself.
Which is why you are a guru. Somebody whose palate we really admire. Malcolm McDonald, what's the cheekiest thing you've done?
Gosh.
Sex aside.
I just insist on good service. That's all I do. That's cheeky.
Yeah.
I make sure that I always get good service, even from government departments. But
good luck
with
that
one. I'm really enjoying this. As you say, the colour is lovely. Flavour is rich. And Scottish Leader, I know, is always good value. This has settled beautifully now with a little bit of ice, and it's opened up, and all that flavour is coming out nicely. So I'm really enjoying it. Thank you.
I know that was one of the captains of industry. You have to be careful about your reputation. But you must have been a bit cheeky at one stage in your extinguished career.
No, I remain so. I like to believe, no, certainly, bold perhaps, yes, but certainly I agree with Malcolm that service is something that one places a high value upon and expects it and often is disappointed. But getting back to the Scotch, I think it's comparable to the best, and I'm not going to name other brands, competitive brands, but there's one in particular that I consume quite large amounts of. And the colour is very, very similar.
Just mention it.
Johnny Walker Black.
Johnny Walker Black.
For me, I kind of like it. It's got a particular taste to it. Another delightful whiskey that also when it first came out was unknown, relatively so, very, very cheap, was the Famous Grouse. Mm. Now the price is right up there. I think this has the same sort of potential as Famous Grouse. I've never had this before, but I'd certainly drink this again.
Well, I can tell you my Famous Grouse anecdote. They call it the low flyer in Scotland. When I worked for the Herald in Glasgow, I went along and made the mistake of going to the pub that was on the ground floor of their newspaper building. And I was there for about 4 hours, and they kept sending people down to chat to me because I wasn't based in Glasgow at the time. I was writing stuff from Europe. And I got increasingly drunk on Famous Grouse. I don't remember a lot about the conversation. I do remember throwing up at Glasgow Airport before I got on the plane. And it's probably a good thing I didn't throw up on the plane. But wow, that was a wonderful experience. It's a superb whiskey. And there are so many superb whiskies. Look at these supplements, Jeff. You can get good stuff for good value. I see Mike Schuster has got bored with us all and he's been playing with his phone.
Yeah, I just looked at the price because I don't buy this whiskey, but I think it's about 310 Rand on Macro, and it's not a special, it's just what its price seems to be. Okay. And then I have another one called Signature.
Yep. Which I like.
Yeah,
I like
and it's Signature. A bit cheaper, but it's also seemingly good. And I really like this. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But you know what? I think we should take it from Takealot. You know why? Because you can finish it at home, open it up, throw some tea in, close it all up and say you're not happy.
Well, I was about to ask you how you're cheating. Do you also urinate in the bottles in your minibar in hotels?
Yes,
leaving a pleasant-looking yellow liquid in there and not having to pay for the scotch you just...
On eBay, we guarantee the quality of the goods, so that wouldn't work on eBay.
But you work on eBay, so...
But you never know who's delivered it to me.
Well, sadly and tragically, but probably to the relief of all listeners, we've come to the end of this particular podcast. Many thanks to Scottish Leader for providing us with this wonderful sample of 12-year-old whiskey. And keep them coming. We are very happy to profile some of the good stuff from Wellington at the moment. At the moment, I'm drinking a Three Ships. And again, I had a slight prejudice against the brand for no reason at all. It's a wonderful whiskey aged in bourbon casks. It's a delight. And it is nice to know that you do not have to buy from Scotland to have a good whiskey. Although, of course, one should be open to all sorts of experiences. Like sitting down and getting pissed with Michael Oliphir. Michael Oliphir, thank you very much indeed for joining us yet again. As to Malcolm McDonald, to Jeff Osborne, to Mike Schussler, and of course to me, as I slowly fade over the horizon. This has been ZA Confidential, and I have been John Fraser.